DJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It is 78 degrees here at 4 o'clock. I am Levon Putney. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning until 5:30 for northern Mercer, Middlesex, Somerset, and southeastern Hunterdon counties. With these scattered thunderstorms, the left lane of the turnpike was flooded in a couple spots in North Jersey a couple hours ago on my way in. And people in some parts of the Garden State, like Paramus, they're still drying out and cleaning up the mess of fallen trees and branches from Monday's storm.
To see hickory trees and oak trees that are, extremely strong trees, to either be uprooted, some of them are snapped right off. I mean, an oak site, they took a chainsaw and took the tops of the trees right off.
Yeah, that man in Paramus, where the mayor declared a local state of emergency because of the damage. And of the 29 people who died in last week's heat wave, at least a third were said to be homeless.
The number comes from the New Jersey Coalition to End Homelessness. According to the group, the triple-digit temps that cooked the state killed 9 homeless people. And it's possible another 4 individuals died in hot cars because they had nowhere else to go. The group is urging state and local leaders to invest in cooling centers and affordable housing. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Well, since the relatively small Pelican Island in Barnegat Bay is part of both Toms River and Berkeley Township, Seaside Heights will now provide the policing for Berkeley's part of the island for $75,000 a year. The Lavalette Seaside Shore Beat news site is reporting Berkeley went to Seaside Heights with that idea and worked it out. Now to the Lester Glenn Business Report. Labor Department numbers show slightly fewer Americans than expected applied for first-time unemployment benefits last week. On Wall Street, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, all in the green today. They all close higher. Now, if you're looking for a new vehicle, visit GlesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. I can tell you it's wet. Now, New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Be careful out there. Scattered thunderstorms with pockets of heavy rain will be with us through this evening. Watch out for big, deep puddles, also known as flooding. Gusty winds, low visibility, low traction, dangerous lightning, also all in play through part of this evening, too. It is going to stay sticky overnight, even as our storms exit. Lows only fall into the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, pretty steamy, highs near 90, mostly cloudy skies. And there's a chance of a quick late-day shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. I don't think they'll be as impactful as today. Saturday turns more comfortable. Clouds and sun. Some rain may clip the state Saturday afternoon. Highs come back down to the 80s. And then Sunday looks like a very nice day. Partly sunny and breezy. Highs around 80 to 85 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Yes, 79 in Cape May, 77 degrees in Newark, 78 in Woodbridge. Traffic and weather brought to you by Garden Irrigation. Well, you don't need them today, but a lot of companies do try to do a little bit of everything. But Garden Irrigation, oh, they do one thing. Irrigation, all they do. And after 60 years of serving Central New Jersey, they have mastered it. Call 1-800-WET-LAWN or visit wetlawn.com. Call them tomorrow. Today, we're cared for with the wetness. Next update, 4:30. Your source for breaking news when it happens. Now back to the conversation with Domenski and Moore.
Yeah, man. Speaking of